Okay, here we go. Today's daf is Arachin Daf Ches, as we are into the second perek in Arachin, and again, we're still in the middle of settling, so hopefully we'll get to a regular schedule over the next couple of days as we get settled in our summer giving for the Arachin and Temura. Okay, so we are on Zayin Amud Beis. We started the perek Ein Ne'arachin on yesterday's daf, where the Gemara, the Mishnah quoted was the range between the arachin is either sela or up until 50 sela, right? Even an ani that's no der in his hesed yad, the only amount he only has is a sela. If he has less than a sela, then he doesn't pay anything. But if he has at least a sela, that's what he pays. That's his hesed yad. He has to at least pay a sela. The greatest is 50 sela. 50 sela is the male middle-aged section out of the four ages in the gender. So somewhere between 1 and 50. And the Mishnah went into how that is. But we had a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, which the Gemara is going to go into the sheet of the Chachamim now. What happens if somebody only has partial payment? He's supposed to pay 50 and he has 5. Does he pay 1 or 5? Because maybe he should just pay 1. He's not paying the whole thing anyway, so just be yotze minimum. He's not fulfilling his neder anyway. Or no, give what he has. That was a machlokas, Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. Rabbi Meir says he only has to pay 1, and the Chachamim say no, he pays what he has. No saint as kulan, he has to pay all the 5 that he has. So now the Gemara is going to go into a little bit more of the Rabbanan Shita. 4 lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Ada Bar Ahava. Says Rav Ada Bar Ahava the following. Hayu biyadav chameslaim. He only has 5. Let's say 5 out of 50. Vyamar erki alai. V'chazar v'armi erki alai. What if he makes 2? Chiyuvim. He has 2 arachins. Arach A and Arach B on him. So he owes 50 for the first and 50 for the second. He can't pay 50 for either. He only has 5. But what happened? Benasan, the Kohen, came and evaluated how much he could give for the second Erech first, before the first Erech. Right, that's how Rashi explains. They came to evaluate the second one. Benasan Arba Lishni, and he should have given 5 to the for the first one. He should have given 0 for the second one. Or, if he could have gotten a cell from somewhere else, he could have given that. But instead, what did he do? He gave 4 for the second one, which he could have given 0, but obviously, if he gives that, that's more than he's supposed to pay for the second. And he pays 1 for the first, and then he paid 1 with the one that he had left. That's it. So Yasi Deshdayan. So then he's Yotzi really both of them. Why? My time. And later, let's say if he becomes rich, he doesn't have to pay. He was Yotze. He fulfilled his Hesed Yad at the time. Right? Not like, remember, like we said, not like Dumim, where you have to pay when you make the money. But by Arachin, once you're Masig, once you fulfilled your Hesed Yad at the time that the Kohen evaluated, that's it. You don't have to pay more. So, says the Gemara, my time, why is this? That if you pay for the second one 4 and the first one 1, you're yotzei both of them. So, my time, says the Gemara, because it's what we learned in Maseches Ksubis, Balchov Meuchar, Shekana Vegava, Mashagava Gava, a later Balchov that goes and takes. He doesn't have the right to take. He shouldn't take. Right? Reuven owes Shimon and Levi. He owes Shimon first and then Levi. And he only has limited resources. And Levi comes and takes. Shimon cannot be motzi that from Levi. If he took it, he took it. And that is, and that works. And therefore, it's ki'ilu. There are 2 Baalei Chovos on this person. The second Erech and the first Erech. So, be'idna, de'yov l'shnia, mishabi l'rishona. So when he was paying for the second one, it was really all mishubit for the first one. He owed 0. Because it was really mishubit for the first one. And meaning he owed 0, and therefore he would have to pay whenever he got a sela. And if he didn't pay anything, then he'd have to pay in full when he became rich. But here, he paid something. And then for the rest of it is Meshubit to the first. So it's not like he had to pay more. So, in the Yavla Shnia, Meshabed La Rishona. So, as Rashi says, Afilu Ma Diyavla Lavdi Dahu. He didn't pay what he had to, but he went above and beyond. So he's Yotze, the second ad there. And then when the Kohen comes to evaluate him for the first, all he has is 1. So all he pays is 1. That's his hesed yad. Be'idna d'yavla rishona, su, lesla, he doesn't have anything else, and therefore everything works out for him in this case where the Kohen evaluated the second one first. Tosfos here discusses, but there's a problem. And the Shizma Kubetz also here discusses. But later on, didn't we learn, aren't we going to learn on Daf Yud Zayin in Perek Hesed Yad, that if somebody was evaluated to be rich, and then he became poor, then he always has to pay by the, he owes the money. Tema debina the neder rishon ha'ilo ha'islam. If at the time that he made the neder for the rishon, he had five slime here, and now we're saying he gave it away, but he had five slime at the time of the first neder. So shouldn't he have to at least it was like ashir veheni, and he has to pay the level of the ashir. Ve'ech miftar kishen nasan lohem achas hatnan perakas agyad. We learned later on haya ashir. Pirish bishas haneder veheni kishabal lefroa lekohen o ani kishanadar velo nasan klum veheashir nosin erech ashir. You have to give the erech of the ashir. So here, at the time he made the neder, he had five to his name. So here he didn't get five. He should have to get five. So what's the difference between our case of between the regular case of Asher Veheni and this case? Two answers. Tosis gives one answer. Yomer Rabbeinu, Dahachta Lakama Dafka, Sheherichu HaKohen Bodo Ashir. That halacha of Ashir, Vin Heheni, you have to pay Erech Ashir, or you have to give as much as the Ashir, that's only if you had a Ha'aracha at the time. Lachain, Kisha Heheni, Shubnotin Erech Ashir. There's a Chiyuv that's created at the time of the Ha'aracha. Right, if just the neder itself, usually chiddush of Tosfos, usually a neder creates the chiyuv, just the plain neder. Right, damim alai, demei alai. But Tosfos says chiddush is that no, the ha'aracha of the kohen itself, how much you have to give, that's also plays a role in the chiyuv. So only if the ha'aracha took place, that's what the Gemara later on is talking about. But here, as we explained, he didn't have the ha'aracha yet. He had the ha'aracha of the second one first. Avalam nader kshu ashir velo huarach. He didn't have an erech. The he'eni knows an erech. Ani, then he would have to give the erech he would be able to give the erech of the ani because he didn't have that haracha. Ubishmaitz anachi, you and Tosu said, that's exactly what's going on here. Nasa dala lashnia, shakoin ericho tchila ala shnia, the chazer v'hericho ala rishon, and then he was marach on the rishon, manasan alpiv, echad al harishon, v'lakach niftar, mimana. That is one answer. The Chafetz Chaim here in the Kuti Halachas points out that the Rambam and Rashi, don't, even though Rashi says that's the pshat, but from elsewhere they don't seem to have that idea, or agree to that idea. They say it goes by Ashir Veheni, it goes by the nether itself, that you don't need the Haracha of the Kohen. So there's another suggestion. The Lechem Mishnah suggests, but not just the Lechem Mishnah, the Shin Mekubetzes, even earlier. Shin Mekubetzes says, don't say this. The Lechem Mishnah does say it. But this could be the Pshat of the Rambam. The Chafetz Chaim points out. Says the Shidu Kubetzes here in the Hashmatos. You see, some of the Shidu Kubetzes is not printed on the page. It says, look in the back. So there's one page of Hashmatos of the Shita on the Seches Erechin. So if you look in Osi Yudalid, he asked the same question as Tosfos. Yim Tomar. But Basar Shasa Neder Aslinon. Pekivish Yadabo Hei Slaim. Beshasa Neder. Lo Miftar Achitin Hei Slaim. Because it sounds like Haman. Perakasig Yad. The Ein Lomar, says the Shita, and don't say what the Lechem Mishnah says. Don't say the shiny asan. There's a difference between an Ashir Veheni. In this case, he had five, and now he's less than five. Is that exactly the same as Ashir Veheni? He was never an Ashir. Right? He had five. He went down from what he had. But maybe there's a difference between Ashir, that you could pay full, and then you lost, and you have less, versus the case where you could pay five, and now you can only pay one. The Ein Lomar, so the Shita says, don't say the shiny hasam, vishe nishtane, shahaya asher veheni, o ani veheshir, the kiva shenishtane, mikamo shahaya azlina basar shasa neder. Aval hacha tchila vasofu ani, mikomakom, gam shas nishtane, mikamo shahaya, vishasa neder. So the Shita says, no, he's still changed. But if you look in the Shita, Lechem Mishnah, the Lechem Mishnah here in Gimel Hey, in Arachin, he has this suggestion. Efshalatarit, the Otali Rahmana, but Asher Veheni, Basar Aricha Dide, Elekshaya Asher, Bosa Shah, Shaya Roy, Lasislo Erech Shalem. The Alva Bide, because you could say that's a status. Somebody has more or less, but today he has this amount, and then even by every case, you would say you have to go exactly at that moment? No, you go by categories. The Alva Bide Heni, Ukma Dine, Avokshaya, Bosa Shah, Eser, Ochame Sloim, the Nafak Mitaris Asher, Vahavi Ani, Dein lo kdei lasis erech shalem. Avo bi shehe eni achar kach yoser lo ichpat lan lo azlinan be ela basar shas nisina. So that's an important suggestion, important machlokas. Machlokas in the Mefarshim, whether we would compare somebody who has five and goes down to one, whether somebody who is ashir and he becomes an Ani. But either way, that answers two answers to Tosfos' kasha of why is this case different. So again, if he pays the second one, he gives four and then one, then he's niftar. Here's niftar. Tosfos discusses, not Tosfos here, Tosfos discusses this whole principle of balcho mu'uchar shakadim v'gavim, ha-shagav agav, it seems not fair. Right? Reuven's owed money from day one, Shimon's owed money from day five, and if Shimon comes, then it's tough luck on Reuven. Why should that be? Tosfos discusses what's the svara for this principle of balcho. Again, not here, but Tosfos in Mesechus Ksubis on Daf Tzadi. Tosfos discusses it. Tema! It's amazing. Tosfos is just bothered by the svara. Ma svara izu? De lo yehe balchov ela kilokeach. Why is this balchov like a lokeach? We know the concept of gviya milukuchos. Right? You could go from a balchov could collect from lukuchos, a later buyer. Why? Because I had my connection first. So why can't a balchov go to the other balchov? They're in the same category. But it's still about getting money from somebody. Tosfos says, what's the svari? Should be no worse than a lokeach. To lo ye balchov elak lokeach. To me le koach gufei katar balchov rishon. Right, the balchov could go to a lokeach. So I can a balchov go to the later balchov. Why does that work? So the rishonim have different suggestions. Tosfos here quotes two. Tzadi aman aleph and ksubis. Tosfos quotes, tirei tzarash bam. The balchov meuchar adif mi lokeach. Yes, balchov is worse than a lokeach. Why? Shalotin oldelis bifnei lovin. Tosfos says on a drabbanon level. Because you don't want to be noldelis. You want people to keep lending money. And if they know that, if, you know, there are other balichovos that you have in front of me, I'm not going to give. I'm going to have to wait in line. If I know that I have the power to be torif when I want it, I'll be able to keep it. Okay, then I'll still give you. So for the good of society, v'chein l'ksubas isha mishum china, and also v'ksubas isha. Tosfos later on there says, v'od tirates, d'hasam b'metaltalin, l'kha mashagav agav, avom m'karkoi mashagav lo gav. Maybe there's a chilek between metaltalin and karka. Okay, but either way, this is something that Tosfos, the Ksos also deals with this in Simon Kuvdalin. What exactly is the svara for balcho meuchar shekadam agav? Okay, that is all one case. So again, a person had two arachin, erki alai, he got ne'arach for the second one first, and he pays the second one four, and the first one one, he is off the hook. He's totally pater. But what about the following case? Nasan arba l'rishona v'achas l'shnia. What if he gave four, right, when he made the first erech, he was chayiv five, and he paid four to the rishona v'achas l'shnia, and one to the shnia, yidei shnia yatza. Why yidei shnia yatza? Because that's all you have left. So you were ne'arach to even maybe pay less. If you only have one, you're good. They rishon alo yatsu. But the first one, you're not yotze, because you were measured to pay five. And therefore, until you pay five, you're not yotze. Kulu mishabdin la rishona. So all mishabdin to the rishona. And as Tosfos said on yesterday's daf, remember Tosfos, Zayin of Abayz on top, Tosfos says, afilu nasan kala erech, chutz mi sela echad, magavgal alav hakol. Even if you gave everything except for one sela, you're magavgal hakol, because that is what you have to, pay. You have to fulfill the Hesegyad, right? The Shidim Kubet says there, Oschaf Alev also quotes the Tosefta. Same idea. Hayya biyado sela v'nasan emeno gimel dinarim, v'lo hizbik l'on attain dinar echad. Acha hashir, he wins the lottery in between, magalgan alavas akol. Shilim itchila nasnu hayya pater. Hayya biyado, right? He would have given pater, but because he didn't, right, that doesn't, it doesn't fulfill. Good. Ba'i Rav Ada bar Ahava. So what about the following case? We just had two cases of Arachin, one after another. But what about Hayu Biyado Chamei Slime? What if he has five slime? For Omar Shnei Erki Alai. And he says, two Arachin on me, Bivasachas. Says it at once. Two Arachin Alai Bivasachas. Mahu, what is the halacha then? How do we look at this? Tosfos adds that the Kohen was Marich also Bivasachas. Because that's Tosfos Lashitaso, that the Haracha is included in the Chiyuv. So if you're Ma'arech one first, then already that's considered Rishon. Tosfos says in the middle of Dibur Masel Kivon, V'tzorach Lomar de Ma'irishim Ma'aricho al Shtein Be'yachad. Dibur Ze'achar Ze'ah, Lo Gara Minasan Lashniyah, V'chazav Nasan Al Rishon, Tavadeh Ba'alichov in Shavim, V'gam Ashagava Lo Gara, Mi'ilu Haya Me'uchar. Tosfos says you have to be Ma'arech Bibas Achas. Good. Says the Gemara, so what's the suffik here? Mahu, kivan de bevas achas nadar, do we say since they said, it was said all together at one time, ki adadi, tafson, yovtart, and both toface, they both have the same equal chiv, yovtarti upagalahai, vatarti upagalahai, so he basically owes two and a half to each. And therefore if he gives four to one, or 5 to 1, then the other one is still outstanding. Even if he gives one to the other, you have to, until you pay 2.5 to each, it's going to be outstanding. O dilmanu, kulu chazi lahai v'kulu chazi lahai, or they're both roi in full for each. They each roi for each one, and therefore it's different. So teku, that question does not get answered. And the Gemara continues and says, Ein Barachin, last line of the Mishnah. What did that add? Because the last line of the Mishnah was exactly the first line of the Mishnah. Ein Be'arachin Pachos Miselav Alo Yeser V'chulu Hasulam Ali. What is that last line adding? Hakamash Malan Pachos Miselah Hu Deleka HaYeser Al Sela Ika. To tell me less than a Sela does not exist, but anything more than a Sela, all the different permutations of numbers does exist. Yeser Al Chamishim Hu Deleka HaPachos Mi Chamishim Ika V'stamek Rabbanan. Meaning, it's teaching me that everything above 1, everything under than 50 exists, like the Rabbanan, not like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says there's only 1, or the fixed amount that the Torah says. But the Rabbanan say all the ones in between, depending on how much one has, and Stama ki Rabbanan. That's what it's teaching me. Says that she asked the Shin Mekubetzes, isn't that obvious? We paskin, halacha karabim. Yachad v'ram halacha rabim. What's that? Why would we think otherwise? What do you need to, what do you nasi have to teach me? V'yal v'gav the tana risha, b'lashon hachamim, v'chulu, v'avistama, pshita, yachad v'ram halacha rabim. V'yesh lomar, t'saka daitach, t'mistaver taimei d'Rabbi Meir. Meir has a good svar. Meir has a good svar. If you can't pay it all, just be yotze. What do you have to pay more? You're not fulfilling it anyway, so just pay one. So if the svara makes sense, kamashwan, that's what you have to tell me. Sometimes a good svara of a yachid, of an individual, can override that of a tzibur. Right? It reminds me a little bit of the story of Rav Yonason Eibishitz. It's quoted in Reb Elchanan in the Kovitz Mamorim in the first volume, page Zion, where the Tumim was asked by one of the Chachmei Agoyim. It says in the Torah, Acher Rav Lahatos, and you're the Ma'an Mikol Amim, so it must be that you're all wrong. So Rav Yonason Eibishitz says, Din Rov Lo Nomar Ela B'Safik V'Lo B'Vadai. The Din of Rov only goes when there's a Safik. If there's a Vadai, then you follow the minority, even if the majority says otherwise. Teisha Chanuyos Mochras Basar Shchut, V'Achas Mochras Basar Nevela, so you go follow the Rov. If there's a pig, lo mani ruba. Says Rav Yonason Eibishitz that we don't have a suffix. It's not going to change. Not going to change. That's the context of that story. The Rav Elchanan quoted is the context of emuna. And a much discussed mamar of Rav Elchanan, where he talks about emuna is something that is logical, something that is clear, and therefore everyone, every human being is going to be held accountable, even if they were never taught that the Kadosh Baruch Hu exists. Everybody has the ability to be able to figure it out. Right? So he writes, Emuna shav Kadosh Baruch Hu baras olam hu michrachos l'chol ben das im rak yatsa mechal shote vein tzor klal l'shum filosofi l'hasig es idiyazos. It's obvious, just look around at the world and the DNA within a body, within the world, right? How is it possible? And he talks about how there's shochad in terms of the way that we look at things in life, but either way, that's a little mushel, similar to the fact that mistaver taimei, so sometimes you would go like Rabbi Meir there, sometimes you would go like the yachad over the rabbim, like that story about Rav Yonason Eibishitz. Okay, says the Mishnah, one-line Mishnah with a lot of different charts that would go along with this Mishnah. So this Mishnah is about the sugya of Nida and Zava, and a woman does not remember what she is up to. So we know the Torah tells us there are two concepts of Nida and Zava. Nida, the first time a woman gets her period, when she's 12 years old or so, for that day is day one, and she's a Nida for 7 days. Doesn't matter if she sees more or doesn't see more. At the end of the 7 days, she does a Hefsek Tahara, and if she's Tahora, then she's no longer a Nida. If she, after that time, after the 7 days, there are 11 days of Yemei Zava. If she sees a day during that time, she's a Zava Ketana, she has to wait a Shomeris Yom, she has to wait that day and one clean day. If she sees 2 days, that's also called a Zava Ketana, and she has to wait the second day and one clean day. Once she sees 3 days in a row, then she is a Zava Gedola, and she requires Shiva Nikiyim. That's what the Torah tells us in Sefer Vayikra. This is all Torah Shivach Sav. Differences between a Zava and a Nida. A Zava has to have Shiva Nikiyim. A Nida does not have to have Shiva Nikiyim. A Zava Gedola has to bring a Karban. A Nida does not have to bring a Karban. A Zava is one of the Mechusri Kapara. Zava Yolad is a Mitzora. On day 8, she has to bring the Karban. There is a major Machlokas Rishonim between the Rashi and the Ramban and others versus the Rambam. Rashi, in our sugya, says it beferish, and the Ramban writes in Nida Daf Nun Dalid that the 11 days, 7-11, of Yimei Nida and Yimei Ziva are not always in that framework, 7-11, 7-11. Why? What does that mean? If a woman becomes a Zava Gadola during this 11 days, then she has to wait Shiva Nekiyim, and the Yemei Nida, the Pesach of Nida, does not start again until after she does Shiva Nekiyim. So there could be a month until it starts again. She has to have Shiva Nekiyim before she's going to start Yemei Nida again. That's what Rashi says here in the middle of the Mishnah. V'imashli meizova chodesh oshana, eina chozeres l'tchilas nidus achetesheiv Shiva Nekiyim. She does not go back to the beginning of Nidus until she says she waits Shiva Nekiyim. And that's what the Ramban says clearly in Nida on Daf Nun Dalid, as he goes through the sugya. And that's the pashas of this sugya. This sugya works out very nicely based on those days. The Rambam has a very challenging shita to understand. The Rambam, and how he fits into various sugyas. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei B'Avavav says it's kavua for life. 7-11, 7-11. That is the Rambam in Yisurei B'A. Kol yemei ha'isha, miyom sheyikva lavest, ad shetamus o ad sheyakar avest liyom acher, tispar la'olam shiva. Always 7. Mitchilas yom avest v'acharein acharasar, shiva v'acharein acharasar. Vitizar b'minyan kidei sheteda b'eisha tira dam, in b'mei nidaraz o b'mei ziva. She has to always keep in mind, shekol yemei ha'isha kachin, all the days of a woman are like this, shiva yemei nida v'acharasar, Yemei Ziva. The Ramban is very upset at this. The Ramban writes in Nida and Daf Nun Dalet. He says, Ubo v'netzaveach ala Rambam Fazi Zal. Shekasa v'chiburo, and he quotes the Rambam. The Rambam from Fez. He says it's wrong. How can you say so many riyas against it? The lumdis behind it, a little bit, the Briska Rav talks about the lumdis behind it. He doesn't get into how the Rambam learns all the sugyas, but he says, no, there's halacha Moshe Misinai of Yemei Ziva. The 11 days of Ziva are halacha Moshe Misinai. So he suggests that the Rambam has a separate halacha Moshe Misinai of Zayin Yemei Nida. It's not just one halacha Moshe Misinai of Yud Aleph Yemei Ziva, but another one. The Svir Lei, says the Briska Rav here, to kamoti ika halacha shel Yud Aleph Yemei Ziva, ki the kaimel and benida dafayin beis, all the way at the end of Shas, to Yud Aleph Yom, benida lenida halacha Moshe Misinai, kamoche nemra halacha shel Yemei Nida, sheosan ayamim ruyin lias mem nida, umaschil nachareim Yemei Ziva, afilo la rasa ba zayin yishel Yemei Nida v'chulu. V'hach to Yud Aleph Yom, she benida lenida, Pirish Ladasa Rambam, the 11 days are Bain Yemei Zayin Shel Nida, Yemei Zayin Shel Nida Ziva. It's the 11 days between days of Nida, not days of Re'iyas Nida. Verakti Ika Yamim Haru'uyan Lios Behen Nida, V'yam HaShachareim Yudal Yam Sheru'uyo Lios Behem Zava. That's the Halacha Moshe Misinai. But he says the Rashi and the Ramban say no. Lo nemra halacha rak leni yemei ziva sheim yud alef yom aval al yemei nida leka halacha klal beizu yamim ruyin lios vem nida v'cholei meshetir ruyin lios nida zula se yud alef yom sheim yemei ziva. So that is a fundamental machlokes. How do you understand the yud alef and the zayin? And that's going to be important for our sugya too in the days of the Mishnah. But as we know, bizman hazeh, none of this makes a difference because we treat everything like ziva. Every little bit of dam that a woman sees, we wait Shiva Nekiyim. That's known as the Chumra de Rabbi Zeira of Tipas Dam Kachardal. Amr Rabbi Zeira, Benos Yisrael Achmiru Al Atzman, Shafilu Roas Tipas Dam Kachardal, Yoshos Aleha Shiva Nekiyim. Right? Even if they only see a Tipas Dam Kachardal, they're Yoshos. A lot is discussion. Why does it say Benos Yisrael Achmiru Al Atzman? Why doesn't it just say the Takana? But again, this is a Halacha Psuka. Remember the Gemara Brachas on Daf Lamed Aleph? When the Gemara talks about, you should learn something clear cut before you daven. You shouldn't learn something be'iyun that you might be thinking about during davening. You should learn something clear cut. So the Gemara says in Brachas on Daf Lamed Aleph, gives three examples to what's a halacha psuka. The first one is Chumer de Rabbi Zeira. I feel the tibus dam kachardol. That is a halacha psuka. Maybe that's why the Gemara suggests this. Rav Osner writes in his Sefer Anida, Dafka, or also in Shevet Alevi, right, on Simon Kuf Pei Gimel, Dafka chooses this to emphasize to us. It's not just the chumra of the women. It was an acceptance, but whatever, it's formulated like that, but this is a din, the Osas Manai Rak Minog Ba'alma, maybe originally it was a minhag, but now it is a halacha psuka. Interesting, the other halacha psukas, there's one from Taharis, there's one from Zra'im, and there's one from Kachim. Right, those are the three halacha psukas, right, the halacha reboshi of Marim. Marim adam al tfuaso, a person could bring in his tfuah with the motzah on, kedei shetehe behemto ocheles, upetirim and a meiser, and then Rabbi Zeira, that if somebody bloodlets a behemas kachim, it's usur bahana umoal and ba, regarding balmum to a karban. But either way, those are the halacha psukas, and that's Rabbi Zeira. And we're not mekel at all when it comes to Shiva Nekiyim. How do we observe those Shiva Nekiyim? Okay, how many bedikas and what the different minhagim of the Shiva Nekiyim? Yes. But either way, that is the Salamaisa. Bizmana says Zava and Ni'ida don't make a difference. Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, we're going to have to know and go back to the differences because a Zava is Chayev as a Karban and a Ni'ida is not, so we're going to have to figure it out. But either way, the Mishnah talks about what happens if there's confusion. She has no idea. A woman has a Ri'iyah. She has no idea what she doesn't remember. Is this Ni'ida? Is this Ziva? So how long does she have to wait? How many days of Nekiyim does she have to have before she could say, I'm starting Nida again, starting the cycle again? That's the context of the Mishnah. So in Pesach Betoeh, Pachos Mishiva, she at least has to have Shiva Nekiyim. Because let's say she, maybe this day that she's saying is day one of her cycle. She has no idea when it is, what she's up to. And therefore, Rashi, in the second Rashi on the Mishnah, Toa Sharasa Hayom Veni Yodasim Bimini Dasa Omedasim Osan Achadas Yom Shel Ziva, Ein Chodras Lebech Nidasa Bachot Bizayin Akiyim, she's gonna need at least 7 to go back to the beginning of her Nida cycle. Velo, yes, they're all Yud Zayin, but never more than 17. Never more than 17. She's gonna need, if she sees this, one day, once she has another 17 after today, then she's gonna, the next one is for sure. Because let's say this one is the first day of her Nida cycle, then she has 7, and then 10, and therefore, it will go back. Let's say this Bri is the last day of her Ziva, of her 11. So that's why she would need today plus another 17 before she could go back to her Nida cycle. And the Gemara here just lists off all the cases, and if just somebody has a chart to figure out, you know, all the chashashos, and Rashi goes through all the chashashos, what it is, what's the largest interval, if you take into the worst possible scenario, so to speak, to see until when she would start Pesach Nida again. So Tana Rabbanan, Toa Sha'amar Yomecha Tamei Re'isi. She says, I saw one day. I saw one. So maybe this is Nida. Maybe this is Nida. She needs another 6 days to fulfill Nida. Maybe this is Ziva, and therefore she needs less than that. Maybe it's the next day. Who knows? But Yom Echad Tamei Re'isi, Pischa Shiva Asar, says the Braisa that she needs 17 days starting with the next day. Starting with the next day. So whatever this is, she doesn't know. Pischa Shiva Asar. Rashi, let's just do one of them and then all the other ones will be worked out. Rashi says, Shim Lotira Ad La'achar Yud Zayin Levad Miyom Zeh. If she doesn't see for 70 days, she has 70 days of Nekiyim, size today. So then, Oz Choser Hasa Pesach Nidusa Libnos Shisha Vahu. Then she knows that the next time she sees will be day one of her Nida. That day plus 6. To be Manavshach. Because for sure, La'achar Yud Zayin, Levad Miyom Zeh, Yatzazami Safik, Shal Yimei Azov, she's definitely not a Zav anymore. Why? Dim Yom Zeh, reading Rashi, Dim Yom Zeh Sharasa Mitchilas Yimei Ziva Haya, is this the first day of her Ziva? Kivan Shekol Yud Aleph Yom, once she went 11 days, then the next three is going to be Dam. Nida Yatsa Yimei Azov Ve'erchika Riyasa Shalarasa Lacha Yud Zayin Ve'tchilas Nidahi. Right, as the Ramban and Rashi say that whenever she sees again after the 11 days, that's when her Yimei Nida is going to start. It doesn't start right away like the Ramban. Ve'afilu Im Tomar Sheyom Zetchilas Nidahi. And even if you want to say this is the first day of her Nida, okay, after 70 days you're back to the beginning. Avapiken Yatsa Yimei Azov. Why? She Avru Shisha Lashlamas Yimei Nidusa. She finished the 6. And that finishes your Yimei of Nida. V'yachadasar shvei Nida l'Nida. And then the 11, Arei Yud Zayin. Ulachar Yud Zayin, kisharas atchilas Nida hi. And when she waits 17, it's the beginning of the Nida. But if she would see on day Yud Zayin, maybe not. Right, maybe not. Avolntir v'yom Yud Zayin lo yatsam nasafik. Im yom Nida ho yom Zivahu. Why? Maybe that first day was Rishon Limei Nida Hayah. Maybe that was the first day of her Nida. Yud Zayin Sharasabo, and the last day that she saw is the last of the 11 days. And Sharasa Besof Achadasar Yom Shei Nida Lanida Hu Ve'Einat Zricha Shimur Oshem Yom Rishon Shabbos Lefaneinu Bimei Ziva Shkol Yiraf Yom Yasi Me'Azov. So many Svekas. So if you have 17 days of Nekiyim, then it works. And again, the charts figure out exactly. If you just write it down, it'll be clear what the different chashos are. So again, Yom Echad Tamei Re'isi Pesach Shiva Asar. Shnei Yomim Tamei Re'isi Pesach Shiva Asar. If she said, I saw 2 days, so then Pesach is also Shiva Asar. It's the same thing, because maybe this is one. The first day was the end of her Ziva, the second day was the beginning of her Nida, and then we're back to the same possibility as earlier. Shlosh Yamim Tamei Reisi Pesach Shiva Asar. Again, because maybe there was 2 days of Ziva and 1 day of Nida. Arba Yamim Tamei Reisi Pesach Shisha Asar. So now it's already Shisha Asar. Why? Because if it was the 3 days in a row, then she wouldn't be a Nida again. It wouldn't have started any Nida again, because you would need Shiva Nikiyim before she starts again. That's why it's one less. Chamisha yamim tamei reisi piskla chamisha asar. Shisha yamim tamei reisi piskla arba asar. Again, all the permutations. Shiva yamim tamei reisi piskla shlosha asar. Shmoni yamim tamei reisi piskla shneim asar. Working out the math again, figuring out how many days it is. Again, if she saw at least 3 days in a row, then she needs Shiva Nikiyim. So it's going to actually work better for her, and it's going to be shorter, as we see. Tisha Yamim Tamei Reisi Pischa Achadasar. Asara Yamim Tamei Reisi Pischa Asara. Achadasar Pischa Tisha. If she saw 11 days, so then the most that she is going to need is 9 other days. Shneimasar Pischa Shmona. Shlosha Asar Pischa Shiva. Let's just do the whole, explain the first one. Let's explain the last one. Shlosha Asar Pischa Shiva. Why? Because what's the chshash? What's the longest chshash that we would need? If she saw 13 days, maybe the first 2 days are the end of her ziva, maybe the next 7 days are nida, and then the next 4 days are ziva. So then she needs at least Shiva Nikiyim, right? Still needs Shiva Nikiyim before she, even if you want to say the first two were the end of her ziva, and then she's not, didn't become a Zava Gadola yet, so she became a Zava Gadola at the end, so she would need at least 7. Shein Pesach b'toe pachas b'shiva v'lo yeser al shiva asar, as we just explained. Amalei Rav Ada bar Ahava l'Rabba l'Amalei kulei hai. Rav Ada bar Ahava, Rashi says, was mistaken. Rashi says, in the last skinny lines, that he thought that this all these waiting days were to be matir isha labayla. They didn't realize that it's a Zava and Nida, right? Once you Shiva Nikiyim, then after you may Nida, then it would be okay. That's what he says. Lam Likulei Hai, Timni Shiva Vatishtari. Just 7 days should be enough. 7 days should be enough. And therefore, why do you have to wait more? Amar Leila, Tikune Lide Nido Pisla Kamrina. No, we're not talking about when she's Mutala Baila. We're talking about to be Misakin her, for Nida, for Ziva, to know the numbers when she is subject to the beginning of Nida again. Again, Nida in general is a big discussion. Number one, two aspects of Nida, Heter Labaila and Tumah Vatara. Those are big differences. First, there's a discussion in the poskim about how many bedikos each day. The Shulchan Aruch recommends 2 bedikos each day during Shiva Nikiyim. But some Rishonim, the Torah quotes, the Smak and other Rishonim, that really 2 bedikos are only Letaharos, when we're more involved in that, in the Bimei HaMikdash. But Bizman HaZeh, maybe 1 bedika enough would be suffice. Again, there are chilukim, right? The Chassam Sofer has an interesting tshuva. Chassam Sofer was asked, how can we have all these kulas when it comes to ksamim? When it comes to stains, right? Yeah, it's if it's smaller than a gris, and it is on Makabal Tumah, and all the tzivonim, all different kulas. How can we have such kulas if you know it came from inside? So Chassam Sofer says, wait a minute. The whole chumra of ksamim, it's a chumra. The whole chumra of ksamim was created in the days of Tumah Vatara. That's when it was created. So really, L'Issel Abayla, you shouldn't even have the world of ksamim at all. You should go by Nida Daraisa, which needs a flow with the Hargasha. As it says at the beginning of Hilchos Nida Kuf Pegimel, 3 days of what the Hargasha is. But the whole chumra of ksamim is a chumra, just that. And therefore, we're not going to be more machmer than they did in the times when it was enacted for. So it's Ke'ilu, it's still Tumah Vatara, and that is why it would be, we could rely on the kulis. The other element in Nida that one could ask is how much is Nida within the world of Arayos or not? Right, it goes to the crux of the issue. It's a machlokas Rishonim, but the crux of the issue goes to how to read a Gemara in Meseches Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin has the limud for how do you know Arayos does not have Tfisas Kiddushin. So the Gemara on Daf Samach Zayin Mabeis Samaches Samat Aleph discusses what is the source, and the Gemara's Maskana is the Hekesh of Rabbi Yonah. Samach Zayin Mabeis. The Gemara says El Amar Rabbi Yonah Vitamer Rav Unabrei Rav Yeshua Amar Kra. At the end of the parsha of Arayos and Achremos, it sums up all of these abominations. V'nichrusu. Hukshu kol Arayos kulam la'achos isha. All of the Arayos are compared to Achos isha. Ma'achos isha lo tafsi ba'kedushin. Af kol Arayos kulam lo tafsi ba'kedushin. Just like Achos Isha, there's no Tfisas Kiddushin. If somebody tries to marry their wife's sister, so to all Arayas has no Tfisas Kiddushin. Ask the Gemara, what about Nida? Nida has Tfisas Kiddushin. The Rambam says you can't have Nisuin with Nida, but Kiddushin you can have with Nida. Ihachi afilu Nida nami? Alama amar abaya hakol modim. Bibala Nida vala Sota shein avlan mamzer. Why? By Nida and Sota, the Vlad is not a mamzer, and there's Tfisas Kiddushin, right? What's the difference? Is it Nida, right, included? Right? Why is Nida any different? Rashi, im kidesh pnuya vimei nidusa lo lavi Kiddushin. Bibala evni dasa yevlan mamzer. Answer, Amar Chizkiya, there's a special limud. Amakra, v'tihi nidasa alav, afilu b'shas nidasa tehei b'havaya. A special limud. Special limud. So the shaila is, so how do you understand this limud? Is this limud saying, and therefore you see nida is not one of the regular, not in the world of Arayos. It's different. Or, even though it is in the world of Arayos, it has differences. The Rambam in a few places writes that nida is one of the Arayos. The Rambam in Hilchas Yichud, the Rambam in a number of places in Yisurah Bia quotes that the Nida is in the category of Arayos, while the Balei HaTosfos and other Rishonim say no. Tosfos says it implicitly in Yevamos Daf Beis Amud Aleph. The Tosfos Rosh says it explicitly. Tosfos there has the important discussion of, we know that the first mission Yevamos discusses that if somebody is usser at the moment that the Zika Leibim starts, then they're usser forever. Not forever, even if, let's say, the relationship changes a week later and now there's a heter to do Yibam, doesn't matter. If it was usser at the moment of the Zika Leibam, right when the brother died, so then we say that there is no chiyuv to do Yibam ever. So ask Tosa, so what if she's a Nida? What if she's a Nida at the time that the brother dies? So why don't we say there that, you know, usser forever? Ein lahakshos, ask Tosa. The nida te aser liyavam, avo bishemetara acharkach kamo achos ishto. Sheimus yabem es afilu mesa ishto achrechein. Still have two brothers married to two sisters. So one of the brothers dies, the other one never has to do yibam, even if his wife eventually dies. Delo dami da achos isha v'shara arayos ha isra omer al yavam tfei mishar b'nei adam. There's a big difference. Achos isha and other arayos. That's an isra of arayos on all people. Avon nida lekulia. It's on usser only to certain individuals that are related. Avon nida lekulia masira, but a nida is usser to everybody. The afilu benidasa. That's what Tosfos says. The Tosfos Rashi here adds in one more line, and therefore nida is not one of the arayos. And this halacha only applies to arayos. An arayos is defined as usser because of a relation, not because usser lekulia like a nida. And therefore, says Tosfos, she's not, says Tosfos Arash, and other places also, that it is not one of the Arayos. And again, this is, major machlokes Rishonim. And the question is how to understand the Maskan of Vekamara in Meseches Kiddushin. How does Nida relate to the other Arayos? Okay, let's continue. Tana Rabbanan, Kolatos, Zavos, Mevios Karban, Venonechal. The Brisa says, any woman who is mistaken, not knowing her calculation, she always brings a karban, v'nonechal, but it's not eaten. Right, a zav has to bring a chatas and an ola bird, and mevias, they bring it, but they are not eaten. The chatas is not eaten by the kohanim. So, chutz mi pischa shiva u pischa shmonish mevias karban v'nechal, except for the one that has to wait 7 or 8 days, so then they will bring a karban v'nechal, the last two cases, because that's vaday a zav a gadola. Says the Gemara, to kol ha-toes zavos, what does that mean? All toes bring a karban? Maybe they're not a zav at all. What do you mean, all toes are zavos? Va'od, su, v'su, yom echad v'shnei yom in basa suye karbani. If they only saw for 1 or 2 days, they don't bring a karbani, even if they were in the days of ziva. Right? They're not a zava gadola. Ella, rather, the brisa meant as follows. Call zavos hatoos. All zavos. You know for sure they're zavos, but you're not sure toes. V'vias karban v'no nechal. They bring a karban, but it is not ne'echal. Why? Fourth line in Rashi. Ve'no ne'echal achatas ina ne'echelas deshema lo yimei ziva hayu. Maybe they weren't yimei ziva. Ve'chatas u'chulin u'milikasa nevela. T'chulin melukin ina ne'ele nevela. And the ola is krev al tnai. If it's a zava, then it's l'chavasa, and if not, it can be l'nadava. You could do that with an ola. But a chatas, you can't bring as a nadava. But that is the zavos that are toes, that are potentially zavos. Chutz mi pischa shivo pischa shmona, shuvias karban v'nechal, as we say, because those have to be for sure, zava gedolas. Good. So that's the first Mishnah about Ein Pochsin, and we get to more, the rest of this discussion over the next couple of dafim, also other areas of halacha, where we have a minimum and a maximum. Next. Ein b'negayim pachas mishubo echad. Sara'as. the shortest wait is 1 week. V'lo yeser al shlosha shavuos, and the longest is 3 weeks. Negam shavu echad. But the Pharisees all points out, what do you mean? What if the Kohen sees the simanim right away? He's matami right away. So he says it means when there is waiting only at least a week. V'lo yeser al shlosha shavuos, but not more than three. The longest that somebody has to wait is shlosha shavuos, and we'll see it's not even by nigei adam. Pachas v'shavua nigei Adam, right? A week is Nigei Adam, not all. Some Nigei Adam can be 2 weeks, but the two, at least by Shchin and Mikveh, by the boils and the Mikveh, by a burn, so that has to be Shavua Echad, because after Shavua Echad, it's either Tameh or Tahar, right? It doesn't get Niskar again, that, but by some Nigei Adam. Well, yes, or Ashlosh Shavuos, Nigei Batim are, could be 3 weeks, depending on the Simanim. Remember the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Ayin Aleph, which discusses Nigei Batim, one of the three halachos and mitzvos that might not have ever occurred. Lo hayav lo nivra. The Gemara says it by Ben Sora Mora, by Irani Dachas, and by Bias HaMenuga. Bias HaMenuga. The Balatanya discusses discusses the principle the Gemara says there. So why are they in the Torah if it never happened and never will happen? Drosh v'kabel schar. Darshan it. So what does that mean? So the Baal Tanya explains that really the whole Torah is a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's divine will. And therefore, even if something's not lamaisa, we still have to know the reflection of the divine will to get the whole picture. Rav Schachter talks about this in his Akdama to the Ginas Egos, in the name, expanding on the Baal Tanya. Shegimol mitzvos elo lamed al asman bilvad yasu. These three mitzvos aren't just there to teach me about themselves. They're purely the ratzon Hashem and not no lamaisa. El lamed al klal kulo yatsu. Demizeh shekayemes efsharis shetia mitzvah shelo haisav lo asid elios. Hari ze moral of yeshakala mitzvos. To be ikaren bo'ol be'emes l'shamish ketir le'elokus. Right, it's giving us a view of Hashem. Shalashem hashlamas hatiur shel tmunos Hashem ya nitnu lefamim mitzvos shem ben bechlal tfisa b'metzias olam lemaisa. Some mitzvos are there to show us that really mitzvos are out of this world. So even mitzvos that are in this world, we should know that there is an element that it's about seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, and that is what the Chafetz Chaim also writes, that the Torah is a photograph of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore you don't want to leave any out. And even if something is not lamaisa, like you take a picture and somebody's cut off, so the picture is not complete. So too here, the picture is not complete if we don't have all the mitzvos explained. Even if a mitzvah is not lamaisa, we still have to study it and drosh the kabel schar. Good. Amar of Papa, quoting the Pasuk in Tehillim, said Kasla Kahare El Mishpatech Adom Rabba. So we darsh in each half. So why? What's the problem? The first part of the Pasuk is about Tzedek, which sounds like kindness and righteousness. And the second part is Mishpat, right? That's straight. Yikov Adin Esahar. So it's Kasla Kahare El Elu Nigei Adam. That's referring to Nigei Adam, that it's Tzedek. What does that mean? It's never more than a week. Never more in these cases, never more than a week. Shchin in the Mechva. Mishpatecha dom rabbe ilu nigei batim. Right? Mishpatecha, mishpat, that's din, that's worse, that's nigei batim. Asks Rashi, yes, the Rishonim. Why is it worse? At least by nigei batim, you have a longer time, and it might end up being tahar. Right? By nigei adam, it can be tameh, vaday tameh. But isn't it better to be longer and at least have the possibility so of being a tahar? Rashi says no. Actually, the Gemara says. The Gemara says no. What's the message? So explains the Sichas Musar. Chaim Shmulevitz says sometimes we just want to know, right? Ein Simcha Kataras Asfekus, as Chazal say. Matzinu. This is in Ma'amar Samach Beis. Shamatzav Shel Safek Kasher La Adam Yosir Men Avadai Afil B'Makom Shavadei Kasher V'Chamor. As long as I know, Rachmana Litzlan, but people are ill. They're waiting for a diagnosis. Just tell me the diagnosis, and I could deal with it. Just not knowing is much, much worse. Just tell me what it is. So, kasha, suffix is worse. And he quotes the Gemara. Ulechara matstaka yishbakach. What good is there? Shenigei adam nivrarim b'shavua echad. Im ira shebesofa shavua nechla l'tuma. If at the end of the week it's going to be nechla l'tuma, mutav haylo lahamshich behesker, sheidekin yuchal itar lachazman. Isn't it better to stretch it and to have the possibility of tahar? Must not be, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. V'lamanu mizeh ki noachay lo adam sheyuchlat beiso l'tuma. Im kol hanovea mikach. Tainu netitas abayis. I'll have to break parts of the house. Me'asher yavar lov od shavua shel sveikas. Even if I have to break part of the house, It's better for me than having to go another week not knowing. Amazing. That is called stuck a gadola. And then what does this have to do with his mimer there? He says, the Torah tells you exactly what to do in every situation. That's the godless of the Torah. V'achesed ha-gadol sh'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu im Yisrael. Sh'nasa lem Torah ha-mora lo-adam es darko avrura. The Torah tells us how to act. V'chol prat v'prat v'chayim ish lo din mefurish b'shulchan aruch. V'kol echem Yisrael ha-domei Torah yodei ha-mahu ratzon kona. Oh, we might have to add on the Ramban in Vaschanon. Yasitzo yashav atov. We know the Torah can't say every specific situation. Torah gives 613 klalim, and then we have to figure out using Ratzon Hashem, using our halachic intuition to figure out what the Torah would say in a certain situation. But the Torah has a daya in every situation, and that's the simcha that we have. Every situation in life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us what to do. That's Tzidkasecha versus Mishpatecha. Pashti the Krav Maiksev. So what's the pashtus of the pasuk? Though what is it referring to? Machlokes. Amar of Yehuda. Il malet, meaning how do you read the two halves of the pasuk together instead of separately? Amar of Yehuda. Il malet tzidkas lekarei el, were it not for your tzedek, Hashem, that is as tall as a great mountain, miyuchal amod lefnei mishpatecha tom rabba. Who can stand in front of your mishpat? It's an even though, right? Were it not for your tzedek, we would not be able to stand. That's one. Rabba Amar differently. Tzidkas checha karei el, mipnei shemishpatecha tom rabba. Your tzedek is because. So what's going on here? But my kamiflagi. So but the Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yosef Rechanina. It's a machlokes tanom. This machlokes amaram is based on a machlokes tanom, the idmar that we have in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. There's a machlokes that when we say in slichus and when we say that Hashem is mata klapi chesed, He tips the scales in our favor. How does He do that? Rabbi Lazar Omer Kovesh. Lazar says He hides our sins. He hides our sins, right? And that's, we'll see, He's got to hide it in the deep, in the Tahom Rabbah. Reb Yosio, and then meaning He takes off some sins off of the scale, and once He takes off some of the sins, so then the Schuyos outweigh. Reb Yosio Barachanin Amar Nosei. Reb Yosio Barachanin says, no, He lifts up the sin side so that the Schu side is heavier. So Rabbah, Karebi Elazar, Rabbah who says that He hides them is like Reb Elazar, right? That He hides them into the in the deep, Tahom Rabbah. Reb Yehuda, Reb Yosio Barachanin, and Reb Yehuda says that He just lifts it up, Reb Yosio Barachanin, that's His great tzedek, that He lifts it up. Good. What does this have to do with Lamaisa? Anything? Fascinating gra. There is a machlokes rishonim. The Ran in Maseches Rosh Hashanah quotes three opinions. How can there be three opinions? Right? Do you say tzidkascha on Rosh Hashanah when it falls out on Shabbos? So the Ran has three opinions. Right? Yes, no, maybe. No. Yes, no, no. The Ran says, on daf testament al and daf yarif, some gaonim say, tekivan she'ein halal b'Rosh Hashanah, imchalias b'Shabbos, omer b'tzidkascha. You don't say halal. So it must be say tzidkascha. Why? Because that's the rule. To call yom she'ish bo halal, ein omer b'tzidkascha. And if you don't say halal, you do say tzidkascha. So first day is, you say tzidkascha. Number two, the gaonim achirim chokin. No. The omer Rosh Hashanah nami Rosh Chodeshu. The kibbutz the bishar rashi chadashim lo armin tzidkascha af rashi shananami lo armin lay. So number two is maybe you don't say tzidkascha because it's rosh chodesh. And then the third day Rabbi Yehuda bar Barziloi al Bergiloni says no, Rosh Hashanah also has a yontif element, right? And therefore it is not a day that you say tzidkascha. Veshet time and mishum tekibbutz the rosh Hashanah ika simcha biachilu v'shasiya kishar yamim tovim lo armin beit tzidkascha. Three different days in the Ran about what to do with tzidkascha. Again, part of the larger sugya about Simcha and Rosh Hashanah. What about Avelus? What about fasting? What about Shechianu? Right, all the different days that are discussed. But if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, what does the Shulchan Aruch say? The Shulchan Aruch quotes in Taf Kuf Tzadi Ches, one Si'if, Rosh Hashanah, Shechalias B'Shabbos, Omrim Tzidkascha. The Shulchan Aruch says, you say Tzidkascha B'Mincha, V'Ramah, V'Yishom, and Delo, L'Omro. And Tzav Chatu, and he quotes that Ran. But if you look in the Grah, the Gra on the bottom, right here, after he quotes his machlokes, and he says, I have a different reason why you should say tzidkascha. V'linirem mitam acher. Mishum Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin. And the Gemara in Arachin says this pasuk of tzidkascha is referring to Mishpat. So Mishpat and Din, it's a perfect day to say it. V'linirem mitam acher. Mishum Sheshlosh Yisraim Nithachem Rosh Hashanah. V'yamrina Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Zayin. Heichi Yavid, or Lazar Merkosho, right, or no say. V'yamrina Ba'arachin Chesem Abeis Pashtei Dekra. V'mayka Miflagi. Says, really, you should say it, but he says, Arminag is not to, but because it's Ikri Moed, but really, says the Gra, on the page here, maybe this has some halakha lamaisa relevance, Halacha Maaser relevance as well. Again, the Simcha on Rosh Hashanah is an important element. The quote that the Arizal said, if you don't cry in Rosh Hashanah, then there's something wrong with your neshama. And the Gra says that it's also to cry in Rosh Hashanah. So how do you put those two together? So some Rav Sternbach writes, oh, b'shas tefillah, then you should cry. And shalom b'shas tefillah, don't cry. The Simcha. Doesn't sound that way from the Machlokas. But it's a day in the middle. Day in the middle, right? The Mefarshim talk about that one phrase in the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos. The Rambam says, when he talks about Hallel in the Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Beis in the Mishnah, the Rambam says, besides the Rambam in Hilchas Chanukah, where he talks about they're not days of Simcha Yaseira, which means there are days of some Simcha, but the Rambam's Lashon is, Lefi Sheheim Yemei Avoda Vahachna Upachad, Umore Mei Hashem, Veyira Mimenu, Umivrachu Manos, Elav. It's running away from Hashem and to Hashem at the same time. That's Rosh Hashanah. Again, Yira Mimenu Umivrach Umanos Elav. It's running away from him, running towards him, right? This is the day, the unique day of Rosh Hashanah in the world of holidays. But again, it's alluded to here, says the Vilna Gaon, on this pasuk of Tzidkascha, whether Tzidkascha is appropriate to say in Rosh Hashanah. Tzidkascha Kareel Mishpatecha Tehom Rabba. Okay, we'll have to stop here by this Mishnah and with Hashem. We will pick up again the next, we'll try to get to a regular schedule over the next couple of days in terms of always being a day ahead. But as we continue here, again, this Perek in Erechin has a number of Shas topics, as we will see, not just Erechin, again, like all Sugyas in Kachem, as we have seen, but we'll get back to other Erechin issues a little bit later after that. Okay, we'll stop here.